Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Art of Film Funding on Cinema Podcast. I'm your host, Claire Pacani, and we are glad to have you here. Today's show is with Bill Green, author of the book by the same name and the founder and president of From the Heart Productions, a nonprofit which gives free film grants a year. And Carol is also the co-host of this program. Welcome to your new show, Carol.
Thank you, Claire.
Well, first off, let's talk about your book, The Art of Film Funding, and I want to make sure I say that correctly. The subtitle is Alternative Financing Concepts. Tell us about your book, Carol.
Well, right now it's in its second edition, and actually it's the third time I've written this book, so you would think I would know something about film funding by now. But I got carried away with the second edition. I really decided to put in things that I find filmmakers overlook or don't fully understand, like music rights. I've seen so many people submit grants to From the Heart and grant applications, and their film is all about music, and they have music rights, $10,000, and obviously they don't know how it works. So I put a whole chapter in there, courtesy of Maureen Ryan, from her book, Publisher to Publisher, Producer to Producer, and it is so important that you understand that. Plus, I had Kent Hamilton, who will be one of our guests in the future, tell us about insurance, what you cannot shoot without, what you'll really get in trouble with, or what you can get by without, and things that I find are pitfalls. So I'm really proud of the new book. It has 12 new chapters, and it's now 320 pages.
Wow.
And the concept is that it's not only ideas for funding your film, but it's ideas to prevent spending extra money in areas like fair use with Mr. Donaldson. And so I think that filmmakers are going to like it. So far, the people who've seen it, because it's just now coming out on Amazon for sale, and it'll be in the bookstores July 1st, 2012, and they love it. They say thank you because it's like a Bible, Carol. That's what they're telling me. It has everything they need.
Mm-hmm. And they can also find it on your website, fromtheheartproductions.com as well.
Right. Thank you, Claire.
Great. Okay, sure. Yes. Well, tell us what a fiscal sponsorship is and why filmmakers use it.
Well, it's a nonprofit that will help you raise money. The idea is that there's so much to be done in raising money for a film, and some filmmakers have thought about, and some have actually gotten their 501c3 nonprofit approval by the state or by the government, but it takes you in a new direction when you do that. So most filmmakers, 95%, have decided, forget it, we just will work with someone who is a nonprofit and get as many benefits from them as we possibly can and let them be the nonprofit. People give the money to the nonprofit, and then they write the checks and send it off to us.
Right, and then the checks go to, at a certain period of time, to the filmmaker.
Yes.
Yes.
7 to 10 days, we say that you'll have your money after we get our check.
Great, great. And so all of these benefits are things that help with a tax write-off and so forth, right?
Yes, the donor gets a tax write-off. The donor also gets a letter from the Heart Productions that says that we have reviewed the film and we are sponsoring it because we believe it's an important short or feature. Now we're taking features with physically sponsored films and or an important historical document, and we will be monitoring the progress of the film. And in other words, we're telling them that we're watching the money and this filmmaker is not going to Paris for the weekend. We can promise you that. You film with this money. And actually, it's a lot easier when you're asking for money when they write a check to a nonprofit rather than to you personally.
Okay, good. Now, did we cover all the questions that people will be looking for a nonprofit fiscal sponsor?
No, I think really if you are researching, one of the first questions is, will you take any ownership in my film? because you don't want to give away ownership. And sometimes it's hidden in the contract, so ask up front. We don't. That is all. It is your film. We have no ownership. And the next question you want to ask is, what are your fees? And usually, most people, like from the heart, we have a 5% fee for checks and 6% for credit cards. And how soon will I get my money? And those, and what's in it for me? In other words, there should be something in there for you. What we do for filmmakers is those who work with us, there is no entrance fee. Most people charge you $40 or $50 just to sign you up on their books, and I can understand why. It takes a lot of work and time. And we also have a store that Brianna puts you on. She's our IT guru, and she puts you up and gives you your own page, so you have a picture and an outline of your film, and it says donate and click here. And so we take donations for you via credit cards, and a lot of filmmakers put links from their site where they say donate here, and you come right to your own page, and then it goes into From the Heart's bank account, and we write you a check.
Great.
So is there any fee for entrance? How long does it take for you to accept me? Sometimes that may take a couple of months, but with From the Heart, we usually have you accepted or rejected in 10 days.
Okay.
And we give you 15% off of all of our books and seminars.
Okay, good, good.
Oh, but well, the thing I forgot to mention is you get free consultations with me. And the most important thing is that if you want to do your Indiegogo, which we'll cover later, all of those consultations are free, and your outline for how to create a successful campaign is set up and given to you so that you're ahead of the game.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot, Carol. That is a lot. That's the benefits sound like it would be anything anybody would ask for to support them in their film. So that's great. Well, what about corporations? Do you need to be a corporation to get paid with this grant?
No, but that, of course, is better for you. But because of the needs of the filmmakers, our goal is to support films that might otherwise not be made. We're looking for strong, character-driven films. And our mission is to work with filmmakers. So if you have not set up your LLC or you do not want to, then, yes, we can pay you personally, and we have to get a W-9 and send you a miscellaneous income 1099 at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So then it becomes very important for you to maintain good books so that you have all your expenses against the income that you receive.
Right.
But most filmmakers will start out with an LLC, and you can get those so inexpensive these days. I really recommend it.
Okay, so you can actually be an individual person and get paid in your own name then?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, is there any amount that's too big?
No, we take exceptionally large donations. I mean, we had one filmmaker who used $100,000 to make a thesis film just recently. Those were some very generous family members and parents, if you ask me. But that sometimes your thesis film or your first film is your calling card for Hollywood, and it's no amount.
Okay, great. Well, now I know a moment ago you did talk a little bit about your donation page on the website, and you also have a store on the From the Heart Productions website where people take donations. So can you give us a little more detail on that and tell us how that works?
Well, these days it seems everybody would rather use their credit card or PayPal. PayPal has taken over. And I really love it. So we can give you your own PayPal button to put on your website. And then the funds come straight to from the heart's bank account, and we issue you a check in the 7 to 10 days, and we take 6% as the fee.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So now I know that normally it can take a certain amount of time, but just tell us how long this normally takes to get a fiscal sponsorship.
Well, with Brianna, she's so efficient that we get things accepted within 2 to 3 days, and we get your information on the website within another day or two. So in less than a week, after you submit your request to us, we can get you accepted and online, and then Brianna sends you back 2 acceptance letters that tell you that, one, you are accepted, and the other letter is for you to use to take for donations to your local people that you might be working with, because you can go to Office Depot and places like that, grocery stores for sure. And almost any store that you need product from to make your film, you can take our IRS form showing that we are a nonprofit, your letter requesting money or discounts or product, and then our letter to you telling your potential donor that we are monitoring your film and we support it. And those 3 papers can get you a lot of discounts throughout the industry.
And they sure add up, don't they?
They do. If you go back over your checkbook, this is in my book, Claire, that if you sit down and say, where have I been spending all this money? And you go back and look 6 or 8 months through your checkbook, you'll be amazed how much money that you have spent for little things that you're not aware of and you may not be putting into your books on your film. And then make a list of those places that you're purchasing and spending money and walk in there with your nonprofit information and say, I will be working on my film for the next 2 years and I want an ongoing discount. I know you can get it from most of the major companies immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then especially for the repeat places that you go to, you know that you don't even have to worry about it once it's all set up.
Right. If you're interested in fiscal sponsorship, you just send us an outline of your film, 2 or 3 paragraphs to tell us about the story, and if you want a bio on yourself, and don't be afraid, if it's your first film, that's okay. We understand you have to start somewhere, and we'll review the materials, and we'll get back to you. We may call you to interview you and know more about you and your goals for your film. And we'll work with you. And one of the other benefits that we do is when you're ready to apply for a grant, we have the best list of grants on our website that I know of. And second is when you send us your proposal for the grant ahead of time, we'll read everything and give you feedback on problems or areas you may have overlooked. The biggest problem that filmmakers have to deal with is they know too much, Claire. They've been working on the film for 2 years. They've researched it, and their knowledge is vast. And then they go to fill out a grant application. It says, tell us the subject of your film in 500 words. Are you kidding? You know? But they can't cut it down. And when they do, sometimes I've seen them leave out the most important elements. So by my working with them through studying their application and supporting them, when they go for a grant, I usually can give them some very good advice. And we've seen a lot of our filmmakers win really important big grants.
Great. So those are some really wonderful benefits. Are there any more that we still need to cover before we move on?
No, I think that's it.
That covers it? Great. Okay. And a feature film can apply for a fiscal sponsorship?
Yes, just won. A friend of mine, Rosser Goodman, was doing a feature, and so she applied, and we gave her fiscal sponsorship. And at the end of the film, she came back to me and said, I was able to get discounts from everybody. I can't thank you enough for the amount of money I saved. So she was asking everywhere, and we have a good name in the industry, so she benefited from it.
Wonderful. So do most grantors want to work with fiscally sponsored films?
Grantors, yes. 90% of the grantors will not give a grant to an individual. They want to go through a nonprofit.
Okay, so that's why this really works really well with From the Heart Productions. So tell us about the Roy Dean grants.
Thank you so much. We have a grant closing September 30th, and we also have one closing June 30th, which is pretty soon, and the next one is April 30th, 2013. We give goods and services, and it's, at this point it's only $1,000 in cash, but that's still good money. And the services are music, original music for your film. You get all kinds of lights, cameras, editing, animation, a myriad of things that we know you need, like a website, that's free. And we also help you with connections in the industry, because even though you may be only getting, you know, a 20% discount from Pascal Lighting, you get to know who those people are, and you get to improve your contact list for making films. And that's what Hollywood's all about, it's who you know.
Good. So lots of contact information there.
Yes.
Once you apply, how long before you have the finalists' names on the website for everybody to see?
Well, it usually takes us about 4 months to go through the process and find the top five, and maybe 5 months to award the grant to the winner.
Okay. And then there are a lot of prior winners that you could tell us about. Let's talk about some of your prior winners.
You know, a filmmaker asked me, how many films have we funded that were finished? And I went back, and we've funded 40 films that are finished or will be finished in 2012. So I'm really proud of that, because we've been doing this for 20 years now. And one of my favorites is Catherine, who won in 2011 for A Girl and a Gun. And she has just locked picture on a dynamic film that I'm sure will be shown on television and win quite a few awards. And it's about the emerging market of women in the gun industry, and they have these pink, pearl-handled little guns, you know, that you can fit in your purse. But this whole story is about empowering women, because most of the women who are learning how to shoot have not ever shot anyone, but it has become an important need in their life because of some condition that happened, or because they want to learn how to shoot and go hunting. Many reasons for it.
Mm-hmm. Has this inspired you too personally?
Oh, I think that it's a great film. I was totally amazed at the work she'd done. Now, I've known her for 6 years, and she applied 3 times for the grant, Claire, and each time she got better and better. She took suggestions, she made changes, and she kept on trucking. The most important thing to remember as a filmmaker, that tenacity is the backbone of the filmmaker. You never give up. You just keep going. You got a setback, so what? We've all been there. Just get up and keep moving forward, because you have decided to make a film, and you can do it. And we're here to support you.
Great. How about some more filmmakers that won as well?
One that I picked up a year ago called Heist, Who Stole the American Dream? And I called Donald Goldmacher and said, this is the most important film being made this year, the most important thing that has hit my desk. And he was so happy to hear from me, because he had applied at a lot of places and no one was interested. Well, he got into the top 20, got into the top 5, and he won. And he is an activist, and he partnered with Francis Causey, who is a researcher, and the two of them have made a magnificent film. And it's on the internet, so it's called Heist, and it's in theaters. He's gotten theatrical release in both New York and L.A., which makes him eligible for the Academy Awards. It was written over 40 years ago. There's a memorandum by Supreme Court Justice Lewis Powell at the behest of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and it was a six-page memo called a free market treaty, and it called for a money-fueled big business makeover of government through corporate controls of the media. In other words, it was to take the power out of the hands of the people and move it into the hands of the corporation. And any of you who are in your 50s or 60s can look back 40 years and know that how much power people had in their jobs, mm-hmm. the unions, all of that is gone. So he explains to you what happened and how we can change that. So I'm very proud of that film.
Well, that is a great film. Well, listen, we do have a caller on the line.
Good.
So shall we go ahead and take this call?
Please.
Great. Okay, here we go.
Hi,
hello,
Carol.
Hello, welcome to the Art of Film Funding. You're on the air with Carol.
Hi, my name is Sheena. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, Carol, thanks for doing this. Very good information. I just have a couple questions. What do you recommend is a good length of time to run a crowdfunding campaign?
Thank you, Sheena. That is a key question, and most people don't do enough research to have an answer. And what we find is 60 to 70 days is an excellent choice. It's enough time because what is important is that people stand back and say, what's going on here? I want to see if this filmmaker is for real. And so our statistics show that by the seventh time that you send a newsletter, you hit your stride and get the most income from your list of names. So that means, and if you do it once a week, then you're already at 7 weeks. And so if you do it for 8 or 9 weeks, it's about right.
Okay, good information. How do you recommend I reach more people with my campaign?
Wow, this is the most important thing going on, because really what a lot of people do is they think that their 300 names in their book are going to bring them $10,000, and it doesn't happen. You can go down your own list, and I highly recommend anyone who's thinking of doing a campaign, go down their own list and just say, Aunt Bessie would give me $100, and my mother is definitely going to give me $1,000. Go down the list, add it up, and see how much you come up with. And if it's $3,000, that's probably what you're going to get on the what you have now, on the names you have. But the whole idea of doing this is to do it with others. That is what crowdfunding is all about. And actually, that's what Brianna is going to tell us some information on, that because something has just exploded here, and it's phenomenal. This filmmaker, no, they're not a filmmaker. Tell us who it is, Brianna.
Hello, I'm Bree. But the story she's talking about is Karen Klein. And what happened was that she was a bus monitor, and some kids were ridiculing her, and they caught it on video. Now, somehow this video got on YouTube and then various other outlets, and it just exploded, and everyone started talking about it because, one, it applies to the social issue, one of the very crucial ones that everyone is talking about right now and making docs about, and they're talking about the bullying aspect of it. So I think that really captured a lot of people's attention, because I know for me, it got me upset within the first, 2 seconds. But what happened was someone started a campaign after watching the video on Indiegogo, and right now they're up to over 600,000, right? Yeah. And it's still going.
4 or 5 days.
In 4 or 5 days. It started probably around Monday, and it's just exploded. It's on YouTube. It's, they've had her on various news reports. So they've been interviewing her, but the kids, since they're underage, they haven't been able to give their names. But a few of their parents have given interviews and reached out to her saying, like, they're sorry and apologizing. Some of the kids even apologized. And when they brought her back on the radio show or the TV shows and they asked her, what do you feel about when these kids apologize, she says, well, I think they need to do more. And so we're just seeing where this goes. Because no one, that's a lot of money for a vacation, let's just say that. He has a lot of plans to fade. He has plans for what she wants to do with the money, so now we're just waiting to see. But that.
She only asked for
$5,000. Yeah, she only asked for $5,000 and got over. But that just shows you that's how viral, that's what happens when something goes viral.
Right, now she asked for $5,000, but how much did she actually receive?
She asked. It's not accurate anymore because it goes up like every time we refresh the browser, but it's 636 some thousand.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
We're six digits at least.
Yeah,
well, you know, Bree, we just have 3 minutes left to the show.
All right.
We're going to go ahead and start. Thank you so much for sharing about that. And Sheena, thank you for calling in with your questions. They were great questions.
No problem. Thank you both.
All right.
Okay.
Keep tuning in. Thanks.
So we never got into the section, Claire, on Indiegogo.
That's right. So I was thinking that with our last 3 minutes of the show, maybe we could cover at least some of that. So please, go ahead.
Well, first off, I just want to say that I love working with these women. They are well-read. They quote a lot of things out of my book, which is, number one, people give money to people, not to films. And this proves it. This Karen Klein, the bus monitor, the video of her, she was being bullied and she was sitting there crying. Now, she's the one that we're going to give the money to, right? So it's all about Karen. And the filmmaker, whoever took that video, knew that. The other thing that is really important is that you need to give something back. I've always said that when you're asking someone for money, they're sitting there thinking, okay, but what's in it for me? And that's why Indiegogo set up the gifts. And I highly recommend those. But I also have my own little things that I think you can give. And I think what we'll do is let's do a whole show on Indiegogo fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
When you work through From the Heart as a fiscal sponsor, you can go online with Indiegogo. And you do not have to hit your goal. You do not get the penalty of 5% if you don't hit your goal. In fact, we pay you every 2 weeks. Your total costs are 9.2%. If you go with Indiegogo direct without a fiscal sponsorship through us, you could pay them 9% if you don't hit your goal, and you pay PayPal 3%. So you're at 12%. So the benefit is your donors get a write-off, you get the support from the heart, and we have a 6-page outline of how to do a successful campaign, and we help you with your trailer and on. This is a whole new animal that nobody knows a lot about. I mean,
it would be a whole show, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would just cover everything. Yeah.
A year to learn, and I still am learning every day.
Right. Well, Carol, after giving the grant for 20 years, you really know about financing, raising money, finishing your film, and the new things, the new trends that have come around, and I'm really looking forward to more episodes on these topics with you.
Thank you, Claire. Me too.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, there's a couple of other subjects that we're going to have to cover that are coming up, and I'm going to share a little bit about that with you now, but I also want to thank everyone for tuning in to the first show with Carol Dean and myself, Claire Papin. So thanks for joining us here on the Art of Film Funding. You can look for future shows on film financing with Tom Malloy on future film funding from the New York Bank World, the second edition.